weekdays from 4.
105 Drive with Julian Clover.
Seeing you home.
A new sitcom is about to make its debut on our TV screens. Humble Pie stars Andy Lake and Christian Smith. You'll know them as Andy and Christian of Afternoons with Fame. And out of their normal time zone, comfort zone, they're with me now. Hello, guys.
Hello there. Yeah, this is the latest that we've ever been on the radio.
Doesn't feel quite right, does it?
We went on the breakfast show when we first arrived. That was flipping early, that. Do you remember that?
About six. Well, what time was it? Half seven?
I reckon they called us in for about 7:30, but obviously to get here. But I said at yours, do you remember?
It was 7:30, and we had to do a quiz pretty much as soon as we got in.
Oh, that's always good.
We did not cover ourselves in glory.
Not at all, not at all. And then, obviously we did the afternoon show for a year.
Yes, still going.
And has it been that long?
Every year now. I've been doing it. We still don't know what all the buttons mean, but it has been a year, believe it or not. And then now here we are in drive time, really.
It is. It's sort of 5:30.
Yeah.
Tell me, how did the project get going for Humble Pie? Because I kind of get the impression it's sort of been developing for a while.
That's right. It's been... Well, we first started writing it when we were both at Hills Road, which is, 5 years ago now?
Yeah, it was in our upper sixth of sixth form together. We went sixth form together, but we sort of got to know each other sort of a year and a half in, didn't we, really? So we only knew each other really for the last 6 months of
university. So you just initially just sitting at the opposite ends of the classroom, didn't speak to each other, that sort of thing?
That is literally what it was. We did sit at the opposite ends of the classroom.
In English
for one subject, yeah.
And we both used to drum on the desks a lot.
Yeah, we annoyed a lot, because you'd be at one end.
Yeah.
Sort of.
Drumming away.
And then
You'd join in, yeah.
And then we both kept bumping into each other at university.
Open days. Yeah. It was quite spooky, actually. And then we sort of, because we kept bumping into each other and we'd started writing this show, we thought, why don't we try and make sure we end up at the same place, basically.
It's interesting the way you guys react on the radio, the way you are with each other now. You know, anyone would think you'd been friends since primary school.
A lot of people say that, actually, that's very true.
And in Humble Pie, the idea is that they've known each other from primary school.
Yes.
There are a few references to that. But I think you do become friends with, we've became friends very quickly, really.
Yes.
I guess if it's going to work, it's going to work, isn't it?
Sort of one of those ones where we realised we're probably going to go to the same university to do the same course, so we should at least try to be friends.
let's try and be friends, yeah.
And it worked. It worked.
Okay. Yeah. So the basic plot of Humble Pie, sort of in a nutshell, how would it be described in the Radio Times?
We should have brought our little piece that we wrote.
Yeah. Because we've got this really artsy thing that we say.
Where very eloquently written.
It says, and it's something like, a love letter to youthful exuberance, proving once and for all that none of us are really ready for real life.
Which means?
that's what it is. Anyway,
that's the whole point of marketing. You don't have to understand it.
Me and Andy were talking about it just now, actually, before we came on.
Yeah.
And we said, Andy turned to me and he looked at me and he said, Christian, if people like me and you, they'll enjoy the show.
Yeah.
If they don't like me and you, then it's a long 15
minutes.
Well,
that's the secret to anything, though, isn't it? I remember, I'm trying to think, Richard Briers, who used to be in, goodness knows how many sitcoms, 60s, 70s, 80s, and I first saw him in The Good Life, and he played an extremely likable character.
Yeah, yeah.
And I thought, oh, yeah, this must be the real Richard Briers. He's being very friendly, very likable. And then he was in, what was it now, Ever Decreasing Circles, in which he deliberately played a very unlikable character, effectively the neighbour from hell. It's like, I don't like this guy at all.
Mm. Yeah.
So it's a combination, and I guess for people who don't know you, they assume that you are the character, however...
Exactly,
The thing is, to be perfectly honest, we're not a million miles away from our characters.
I was going to ask that. So it's one of these ones which is, I don't know, is it loosely based on,
I think,
on life? We're just making it more interesting?
Even more so than that, the characters are very much... Mine and Andy's characters are very much based on myself and Andy.
It's slightly caricatured. Every single character is slightly caricatured, but... I think it would have been very weird to see other people play our parts, because they were written for us.
Yeah, when we wrote it, the original draft was just prior to us going to university, and it was sort of like a premonition. Like, a lot of stuff that we wrote in the sitcom actually ended up happening at university, which was obviously guesswork from us at the time.
Because people, they always say write about what you know, and we did exactly the opposite. We were like, we're going to write something set at university, and we wrote most of it before we went. But like Christian said, when we were actually at university, narratives did take place that were very, very similar.
Very similar, yeah, to stuff that happens in the show.
Yeah.
And when you write, Andy, do you write your part and Christian, you write your part, or do you literally put words in each other's mouths?
Pretty much. When we write, and especially when we rewrote it, we'd sit together and we'd just sort of, I think we just sort of improvised scenes, basically.
Yeah.
But we'd also, I mean, I'd say probably the majority of my lines written by me and yours are by you, but there would be times when we'd, because we know the characters so well, we could definitely write for each other's characters like we have in certain situations. And sometimes that's the funniest because you come up with different
things. Does that then extend to other characters in the sitcom where one of you would write a particular character and the other one the other? Or is there a bit of mix and match after that?
I mean, we planned it for probably the only times in our lives. We planned something so hard, didn't we? We literally skipped lessons at college. Sorry, everyone. They taught us, but we did. We literally...
We do not condone that in any way. Please stay in school.
And we did, like, caricatures and, like, literally just sort of worked out what was going to happen for, I'm going to say, about, for literally 5 days a week for 2 months.
However, when we were reading through, when it was just us two reading through the whole series, we did very much assign each other characters. Like, Andy would always do a voice for my character's mum.
Christian's mum's character,
still haunts my nightmares to this day.
Not to mention probably your mother's nightmares as well.
Yes, probably. There are a lot of similarities, definitely, between that character and my mum. You know, it's just, you just get inspired by things around you. And I think that no one else written in it is based on... totally on someone.
No.
You know, but there is definitely, whereas our parts were based on us, everyone else was just sort of inspired by things that sort of happened.
You've also been heavily involved in the production process as well. It's not a matter of writing and then handing over the script to a production company, because that's effectively been you as well.
Correct. Yeah, we've had, I mean, I think to sit here and say that we've done it all would be harsh, because we've had a lot of help, and there has been a big team behind us, and the commitment has been amazing.
I think it's one of those things where, like Andy said, we have had a lot of help from people, but the final decision always comes back to myself and Andy, which is, I think, the thing that caused the most sort of stress and pressure.
So have you effectively set up a production company, be it informally?
Actually formally now.
There is. It was during the editing process, I sort of realised that actually it would be good, in case we ever wanted to do any more, to sort of do an umbrella which to do it under. And so, you know, there is more stuff planned. And we've realised doing this project as well. I mean, I know when I went to university, I really wanted to be an actor. Was it the same for you?
Yeah.
I think we both went to university, really wanted to be an actor. And we've come out of university and we've come out of this project. And what Christian really gleaned from it was his love for writing and my love for directing. So, you know, and the contacts that we've made, you know, we've now got a mini crew who are sort of on hand and keen. And I know Christian is sort of keen to sort of write some stuff, and we'll work together again.
It's quite lucky, really, in the way it's worked out, in that I can write things and then hand them over to Andy and he'll go, yeah, that sounds interesting, I'll give it a go.
But there is another project in the pipeline.
It's a new product, it's a new type of Hoover.
Yeah.
No, don't. Yeah, the way that children's characters are described. You know, poor Peppa Pig is a property. You know, not a not a cute little pig who goes around jumping in puddles, but a property and a franchise.
God. Yes, ridiculous.
Maybe we'll be property one day.
Exactly. How much are we worth?
Not much.
No, not a lot. Yeah.
You'd sold it to Cambridge TV, but that might be the wrong description.
It is. Yeah.
So how does that work? Because it's going to be shown on Cambridge TV, isn't it?
Go on.
I was going to say, just go straight back to the start. When we were at university, we wrote it, we did the pilot. Within 24 hours, we had like thousands of hits on the pilot. We then rested on our laurels because we reached sort of campus fame and went out a lot.
Very lazy.
For the months, and everyone recognised we had selfies and autographs and everything at university. And then when that sort of died down, it was sort of like a midlife celebrity crisis at university.
We've lived the career of Les Dennis in sort of 6 months.
Coronation Street, here we come.
And then university took over. And you can joke about, you know, you don't really work that hard, but university does take over.
It did, yeah, unfortunately.
And then when university was coming to an end, we'd done all our final piece, all our exams, or whatever we thought we were going to do next. And I applied for two masters at two different places.
How did that turn up?
Well, on the same day...
You got rejected from both?
From both, yeah.
And I had no plans other than to go and work somewhere like a bar or a nightclub and just see how far I could get, which is what I'm still doing now. So we said, why don't we write a proper treatment, which is like a very short synopsis.
Yeah, and send off like a scene. Was it a scene or two?
It was first 10 pages, first which 10 I think pages. Is sort of standard. Yeah. And we sent it off everywhere, and Cambridge TV was one of two places which was interested. Yeah.
Two places came back to us. So we sent it off to loads of places. Only two came back, and one of them said no.
At least they replied.
But then we got this email from Cambridge TV, and obviously, if we could have picked one at the start for location, this is brilliant.
It's perfect, yeah.
It's where we both live. And they got back to us and said we'd like to meet up. And I remember us being in our kitchen in York at the time and sort of being like, has this just happened?
Yeah, I couldn't quite believe it.
So we went along for... Well, Christian went along for a meeting.
Funny this. It would have been both of us. Well, it wasn't that funny, actually.
No, it is. It's a great story.
It would have been both of us, but Andy went on a steam train driving experience. I'm not sure if you remember this happening. He went on a steam train driving experience and the engine blew up, didn't it? And he had third degree burns and he was in hospital for 2 weeks. Really, really serious accident.
Yeah.
I do remember that, actually.
Yeah. The day before, and that happened the day before we were meant to go and pitch it to them. So then I went in the following day. Great icebreaker. So I said, sorry, Andy can't come. He's in hospital with third degree burns. So you've got the sympathy vote already.
it could equally be a plot line for a future episode as well.
Yeah. And then I sort of went through everything with Carl, who's the big boss at Cambridge TV, and he's
been great for the record. While we're on the radio here,
yeah, he's been fantastic.
He's been consistently great for the whole year, yeah.
And he said, "Yeah, go for it, do it, and then if it's good enough, we'll show it."
So is the hope now that how many episodes are there?
There's six.
Right, and when can people see it?
It's coming out actually tonight. So we've got on it. We did an interview for Cambridge TV, and that's being shown at 8:30 tonight. And then the episode one goes out at 10 o'clock.
Okay.
So that's on Cambridge TV. It's on Freebie Channel 8 and Virgin 159 in this sort of East Anglia sort of region.
Yep.
And then as soon as it's gone online at 10, it'll be on YouTube on demand.
Okay, so you'll be releasing that as well for people to see.
It was always the intention of ours that it was like this hybrid between half TV episode, half webisode, sort of. We wanted to do both.
But is the hope now that because it's got exposure on a TV channel with a mast on a hill, well, maddeningly anyway, that maybe somebody can then, from a larger, I don't know, small production, a larger one of the independent production companies might come along and say, yeah, well, you know, if we could remake this for you.
Well, that's very much the sort of what
the dream,
next. And we will be working hard to make sure that this is not the end of the project. You know, it'll be great to have
it. Comedy Central or Dave might pick up on if they wanted to do some of their own stuff.
Exactly. And I'm perfectly... And there's the Cambridge TV equivalents all around. You know, there's about eight others all around the country.
Originally,
And I'm up for, sort of selling episode by episode to them or the whole series for X amount of money or whatever. So there are ways forward that we have to go, but really the project does... Today is like closure on the project, really,
if anyone, we are obviously hoping that this is like the start of the next step for Humble Pie, but I think we'd both like a bit of a more backseat role were we to do it again.
Well, now working on, you know, different projects and stuff, and they obviously, after you've been working on, I mean, we started writing it 5 years ago. I know this particular version has only been worked on over the past year. Mm. But, you know, that's a long time in itself. But it has been a weight on our mind for 5 years. So I know the idea of future projects is very attractive to us, which is why they're so exciting now. You know, I want to do extra, you know, other stuff. But it's... But we will... This isn't the end. You know, this is sort of... We've got this show reel, if you like, now of what we can do. And each episode is only 15 minutes long. You know, it is that... But again, it could have been longer, but a lot of waffle has been cut.
Mm.
And it has just become this...
If only we could do that in our radio show.
Yeah, exactly.
Solve so many different problems. Listen, we've got the theme lined up. Better do the travel in between.
Sure.
But I think it's one of a number of pieces which have been done by local musicians.
Correct.
As well.
Yeah, the
a lot of music that Cambridge 105 listeners will recognise in there.
Yeah, the whole soundtrack is by local artists and bands. And I have to say that...
They're fantastic.
They're amazing.
Yeah.
One of our... You know, I've become... We've both been on the Cambridge music team before, and we are becoming friends with a lot of these people, you know, and they're so happy and so excited at the project. And it's another way that it's, you know, it was it's become so Cambridge orientated. It's set at Cambridge. We tried to get as many shots of Cambridge as we could. Everything wanted to be Cambridge orientated. So we got the soundtrack in, and it's just brilliant because there is that sort of Cambridge indie sort of vibe.
Yeah, they, I mean, they just suit it. They suit it perfectly.
Sort of, suits Cambridge. So who's on the piece we're going to play?
This is 28 Boulevard, who have been good friends of mine for years now.
And from Compton.
From Compton, yeah. And they were they even asked. They said, if you want a theme doing, we'll do it. And I remember they played me the demo for this about 11 months ago, and then they've been working on it for a year, and now they've made it, and we love it.
Okay, we'll give that a listen in a moment. Better do the travel, as I say, first. But Andy, Christian, thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Julian.
Strange seeing you from this side of the desk.
Yeah.
Having a conversation, all very strange.